Gabby Keoki, one of our Timmins majors in this past season, joining us in studio. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Doing very well. Just want to say a big congratulations. Gabby's here because he was selected in the OHL Under 18 Priority Selection Draft about 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And who were you drafted by?
North Bay Battalion.
Where were you when you found out?
I was sitting in my living room with my parents and grandparents, and we were hoping to see my name, and there it was, and then we were super surprised and excited.
So you're watching it online. Were you expecting one team to be picking you, or were you just waiting team by team every round that went by? Or what round were you drafted in, actually?
Round three.
Yeah. So you were probably at that point wondering it's going to happen, right?
Yeah. Well, I was approached by many teams this year, so I was hoping to see my name, but it was really nice to see it, and I was super surprised.
What is it also like knowing that you are the first Ottawapiskat First Nation band member to be drafted in an OHL selection draft?
It's really an honor, and that I'm going to make my people proud, and that I can't wait to get started.
Your family must be like really excited and proud of you as well, eh?
Oh, yeah. They keep messaging me on Facebook saying how proud they are and can't wait to see me play.
Now, it's a lot of work that goes into, you know, putting everything together so that you can one day be drafted in the OHL. For you, you know, what has it felt like that you've done above and beyond what's expected to get you here?
Well, I've put in the work. I've gone on the ice 4 times a week, worked out 7 times a week, ran 5K every day. So I think I've been putting in the work, and that I think I'm going to be doing good at this camp.
The orientation camp, it's the last weekend of May. What is the plan between now and then to get ready?
Definitely work on my conditioning and gaining strength at the same time. So I'm in the gym at Relentless, just across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And
just working away.
Yeah.
And then what's the goal at orientation camp? How does it work for you? Do you find out there if you're going to join the roster, or how does that whole process work?
I'm not very sure, but I know that we do a scrimmage, then we go on a boat cruise for team bonding, and then we have another scrimmage, and also fitness testing.
Okay, so it's going to be a heavy weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to have the little boat cruise in there, right? A little bit of fun.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Get to meet the other players, right? Players from across the country, not just the province, right?
Yeah.
So for other players who are joining the Timmins Majors organization in the future, maybe some of our younger listeners here in Timmins who have dreams of getting drafted by the OHL, what kind of advice do you have for them?
Just to never give up, never be down on yourself. There's always a second chance. Like, I didn't get drafted my first year, so I gave it my all my second year and ended up going in the U18 draft.
Well, it's worked for you so far. We wish you a lot of success. What is the big goal for you? What do you want to do in hockey?
Pursue my dream, make it to the NHL.
If you could pick the end of all of this, where do you end up?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
They've won a few things, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today and stopping in.
Yeah, thanks a lot.